Hi, Patrick. Thanks for taking my call.
You're
My
welcome.
question is what does the church say about women veiling before the Blessed Sacrament? And if women should be veiling before the Blessed Sacrament, at what age should a woman or young girl start doing that?
The custom in the Latin Rite of the Church, the Western Church, if we want to talk about it that way, Catholic, does not require this in the way that it used to. It used to be not only a custom, but also a requirement that, if at all possible, women were required to wear something on their heads. Didn't have to be a chapel veil or a mantilla, as they're sometimes called, but they did have to have some kind of covering. So I recall as a kid, back in the 60s, times when we'd get to Mass and my mom had forgotten her veil. So I kid you not, I saw my mom, and in a couple instances, my younger sisters put a napkin on their head, like a paper napkin that you'd get at the donut store or something like that. And it was not the typical thing that you would wear, but it was a way to fulfill that custom of putting something on your head. Now, that didn't happen often, but I remember it. So since the Second Vatican Council, that emphasis, that custom of women wearing veils when they went into the church for Mass, it fell by the wayside, and it's no longer practiced. And it's rather unusual nowadays to see a woman wearing a veil at Mass. I like it personally. I really do. I favor it. I think it's a great custom. I'd love to see it make a comeback, although I doubt it probably will. My wife does not wear a chapel veil when she goes to Mass. She wasn't raised that way, and for her, it just seems kind of foreign. And none of my daughters do either, even though they all know I like it. It's just not something that they do. So I come back to your question, Trina, to say that the church does not require you to do it. But if you wish to do it, you're free to do it. I think it's beautiful. And it's age-wise, it's up to you as mom. I mean, if you think that your 3-year-old daughter can keep a chapel veil on her head and not get it lost or fall on the floor, maybe around that age, it's entirely up to you. And there's no set requirement. The church doesn't say you have to be doing it at this age, because currently it doesn't require the veil at all.
Okay.
Does
Well,
that make
I do.
sense?
Yeah. Well, and I thought it said somewhere in the Bible that we were
It
supposed.
does.
Can't tell you where. So
Yeah.
I guess that's my next question is if it says it in the Bible, then because I've heard like the Second Vatican II kind of said that you don't have to, but then I've also heard that no, they actually didn't say that. So I'm like, well, then what's the truth? But then it's in the Bible. So then I'm like, because I do have 2 young girls and I do kind of make them wear their veil. Sometimes I don't because I don't want to get in a fight. But my older daughter who's 7 fights me more than my 5-year-old. But I'm like, I think we're supposed to do this. And like when you get older, you can make your own decision. But I guess I don't really have much backing because I'm kind of a little waving or like wavering on what the answer is. And so I'm like, I need more solid yes or no. But it sounds like what you're saying is like maybe you don't really have to.
Well, here's what St. Paul says. Why don't we
Yeah.
start there? Okay, so you're wondering about the
Right.
Bible. This is in 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Verse 3 says, well, let's start in verse 2. I commend you because you remember me in everything and maintain the traditions even as I have delivered them to you. But I want you to understand that the head of every man is Christ, the head of a woman is her husband, and the head of Christ is God. Any man who prays or prophesies with his head covered dishonors his head, but any woman who prays or prophesies with her head unveiled dishonors her head. It is the same as if her head were shaven. For if a woman will not veil herself, then she should cut off her hair. But if it is disgraceful for a woman to be shorn or shaven, let her wear a veil. For a man ought not to cover his head, since he is the image and glory of God, but the woman is the glory of man. So it goes on in that vein, but the point is, this seems to have been the custom. I mean, it doesn't seem to have been, it was the custom of the time. And just from a purely historical standpoint, there's no arguing that this custom of women wearing veils on their heads during Mass goes back to the time of the apostles. Now, it was changed, granted, at the time of the Second Vatican Council, and that's the prerogative of the Church to either permit it or not permit it, so it's not for me to say one way or the other. But the fact is, it happened. But if you compare that to the long-standing history of the Church, what we see today with women not wearing veils is extremely recent, extremely new. So, it really just depends, because you have the latitude. It's a concession that the church has made. If you wish to wear it, I encourage it. If you don't wear it, then you know that at least that you're not doing something contrary to the teaching of the church or the custom.